And now, the Goldbergs. Now that the Goldbergs know they can remain on in their old house, paying rent to Mr. Way, all things appear to be settled. Mr. Way, at Jake's invitation, is going to live with the Goldbergs and build himself a chicken farm up on the hill. Of course, this would make a full house for Molly when you consider Oriane and her son David. So, it was with relief that Jake heard Dr. Cater Jr. offer Oriane a job taking care of old Dr. Cater's house. And Oriane accepted to relieve the Goldbergs of the strain. But now, as they walk home through the autumn night, Molly has some misgivings.
Listen. Beautiful night, isn't it?
Yes.
Button up your neck, Rosalie, dear.
I'm all right.
Has David got his coat buttoned?
Don't worry so much, please.
Why shouldn't I worry, darling? Why shouldn't I worry? The night is so chilly. Beautiful night. James.
Yes?
Don't get mad if I say something.
If you think it'll make me mad, don't say it.
But if I say it, why should you get mad?
I didn't get mad yet. What is it?
Do you see them yet, Ray?
Who?
Dr. Cade and Oriane.
They're walking in the back. So, what is it?
Jay, darling, I don't think that...
What?
I don't think that David and his mother should go to live in Dr. Cade's house.
The woman is looking for work, no?
Yes, Jake, but I...
But what?
I mean a woman alone in a house alone.
Why alone? Dr. Cater's father is there. Dr. Cater himself comes up several times a week. Why is she alone?
She wasn't pretty, she wouldn't be alone.
What kind of a paradox is that? If a woman is pretty, she's alone.
Maybe I'm not saying it the way I meant it, Jake. I feel that she'll only say yes to Dr. Cater because she thinks it's too much for us to have her with a child.
Well, it is.
Not for me, darling.
Now, don't start, Molly.
Stop.
The woman had a position offered to her. Let her take it.
I said, don't get mad.
How can I help it, how?
There's other kinds of work she can find.
Where?
In the mill.
She's not suited for factory work.
Are we taking the shortcut?
Take the shortcut.
Yeah, take the shortcut.
Say something?
Dr. Cater, we're taking the shortcut.
Oh, all right.
The shortcut we're taking. Wait a minute, Jake, darling. Don't walk so fast.
What are you stopping for,
I'm
Molly?
I'm not stopping. Shouldn't I just tell Oriane that
you
I...
tell her nothing. Nothing at all.
What shortcut,
Rosalie? In back of the church, Dr. Cade, in back of the church. Be careful, Rosalie.
Be careful,
Oriane. Oh, my. You shouldn't wear such high heels.
I'm all right.
You shouldn't wear high heels.
Is my daddy? Lydia?
He's all right. I don't think we'll take the shortcut, Oriane. You won't make it with those heels.
I'm sure I can. Dr. Cade, I was just thinking that...
Molly, if the children are taking the shortcut, let them know.
I know, Rosalie.
We'll see you at home, people. We are going the short way.
We'll go also the short way.
You go also the short way. All right, this way we go, by the church, around the church way.
Yes,
be careful, because the ground is not a good road there. Be careful with the hill.
Yes, Mrs.
Rosalie.
This way,
round the
hill. Let me take your arm.
I'm all right.
I'll feel safe.
All right.
Yeah.
They are going much faster than we are.
That's because they're eager to get home. We're not.
We're not?
I'm not. After all, Oriane, this is one of those choice nights, full autumn, chill in the air. The leaves falling, the moon out bright.
It's lovely.
And it's quite fitting for you.
For me?
Certainly. You're as handsome as the night. And with the same chill in it. Very invigorating. I'm very happy you agreed to stay with my father and take care of the house. He's a very lonely man.
He never seemed that way.
Now, that's because he takes after me. I'm the same. We cover up our feelings. Actually, I'm a man alone in the world.
Alone, with a million patients, a famous career, and hundreds of friends.
Well, that's the irony of it. Don't you appreciate irony, Oriane?
My whole life has been ironic.
Then you ought to know what I mean.
No.
Well, I'd like nothing better than to explain.
Oh,
careful. I'm sorry. Am I holding you too tightly?
Yes.
Oh, I want to be sure you get home safely. Now to continue. I go to the city, stay there 4 or 5 days a week listening to other people's troubles. They all have the same modern disease, loneliness. Here we are crowded into towns and cities, rubbing elbows all day long with thousands of people, and each one of us is isolated in a little cell of our own. I'm just like the rest, only it hasn't gone to my head yet. But I'm a doctor enough to know it's not the way to live.
That's true.
A person has to live warmly, happily, surrounded by those he loves, by people who love him. Without it, you lose your mind and your humanity. That's why I asked you to move into my father's house with David. It'll turn the place into a home.
Oh, us too.
Yes. And most of all, you'll be there. I'll be able to have you all to myself when I come down from the city.
What do you mean?
What do I mean? Oh, I don't mean anything. Nothing is so conducive to the growth of affection as...
I don't understand.
I'm sure you do.
I'm sure I don't.
I mean, Ariane, that I want you in my father's house so I can see you all the time and talk to you. Hear you talk. From the very first moment I saw you, I said to myself, this woman, this delightful, rather sad woman, is not going to pass out of my life the way so many people have. This time, I'll hold on. Am I holding her on too tightly?
Yes, Dr. Cater, you are.
Christopher.
I'm afraid I'll have to change my mind. I can't accept the position.
You said...
That was before I knew what it meant for you. I can't accept the obligation, Dr. Keita. I have only one idea. To make a living for myself and my son. My own personal life is dead. Completely dead. Buried away in my past. And I never want to revive it. Not for a moment, not for an instant. I'm through with living for my own personal feelings. And so, I don't think I can accept your offer.
Ariane, that's wrong. That's medically wrong.
It's medically wrong. But morally right. I don't want to be healthy. I want to be right. I want my son to grow up having a mother that is all his. That he shares with no one.
But what about...
No. Me? Thank you, Dr. Cater. I can't accept. I won't. And you mustn't insist or ask me again. Otherwise, I will refuse to see you altogether. I'm sorry.
Would you rather I didn't hold your arm?
Yes.
It was hard to see Dr. Cater's face in the moonlight, for the moon steals the color from all things, even from a flush of embarrassment tinged with anger. And Oriane wouldn't have been able to see it anyway, because she looked straight ahead in the distance where she could see little David walking along holding Molly's hand.